Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
One of the stars of the NRL at the moment, we haven't had much of a chance to speak to him over the last 12 months, but he's on the phone. Jack Whiten, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations, mate. Talk us through Matthew Tomoko. That's the first I'd really seen him play.
Yeah, mate, he done a great job for us last night. He's very strong and he's athletic human, so he was very good for us last night.
Jack, take us into the dressing room after the game. You've jagged your second win, I think in 9 rounds. What was the feeling, and do you think it feels like it's changed things?
That's it, mate. We've got to win, and that's how we wanted to start after having that week off. You know, the boys refreshed, and we just had to forget everything that happened, and we just got to roll with that now, you know, and what's happened's happened. We can't change it, so that's definitely the way we're going to look at it.
Mate, Ricky said on a few occasions, obviously, no matter what's said in the press, you guys are still really close and, you know, want to have a real crack at this competition.
We're good boys down here, mate. You know, we've got a good gang down here, and that's one thing I love about the club. We always had a good bunch of blokes. So in them tough times, it makes that a little bit easier having good blokes like that. So we're in it for the big haul and going to try and give it a red hot crack, mate. There's only one win, but that's where you got to start.
Have you spoken about how tough that's going to be, Jack? The fact that there's you've given some start to some of the teams, like most of us had, slotted in as a top four side. Is that still a possibility?
I think the big trick at the moment is one week at a time, mate. You start looking at finals and all that kind of stuff, you're getting ahead of yourself. You know how easy it is to win with how far, how easy it is to lose with how fast the game's gotten. So just take it one week at a time, and if we keep ticking them off and worrying about ourselves, that's the only way we're going to get the big task done at the end of the day.
Have things settled down now?
Yeah, mate. It's you know, them tough times, they do hurt a little bit, but just all about rallying around each other and getting the boys on the same page and going again. That's all you can do.
How important was it, Jack, for you to go on with it in the second half? Because we've seen the side over the course of the last couple of months lead in several games, at times against, you know, premiership heavyweights like Penrith, and then you haven't been able to go on with it in the second 40 minutes. How important was that?
That was a big mental breaker, to be able to come out. I think it was about a five-minute patch. We went into a little bit of a lull on the back foot, wasn't getting off the line, and we had that feeling again, you know, and it was good to see all the boys change it and get on the front foot and actually finish a game. Because as you said, we've beat class teams for half a game and then let them roll us in the second half. So it was very important to get that done.
Yeah, that has been the big difference. What did you guys do differently in the game? Because was there someone who was there to identify it? Was there someone there? Was it like a rallying call of guys, look, this is where we've got to in the past and where we've let the game slip away. Let's not do that again. How did you get it right this time that you haven't in others?
Just everyone's buy-in, mate. We all just got on the same page. And it's pretty much that simple. We can all play football, but being on the same page and it is what got us home last night. As I said, it's only one win. We're not getting ahead of ourselves by any means, but you've got to appreciate the wins when you get them, because you don't know when you get the next one.
Yeah, from an outside point of view, Jack, you could certainly see the relief at full-time. But another thing that I found interesting with the players was that Josh Hodgson got you all together on the stroke of halftime and actually spoke to the group before you headed into the sheds. What were his main messages there?
Hodgo's one of the best leaders at the club, mate, on and off the field, and has been since he's come. He's very good at being a leader, and he just basically pulled us together, and you know, he spoke to his couple of young boys with them, a couple of little things creeping in. There's a couple of unneeded offloads and a little bit of a sloppy defence and not getting off the line, you know, just hit the nail on the head before it started going too much.
It's been a debate today, Jack, the Kobe Hetherington send-off. What were your thoughts on that?
I haven't seen it, mate. Oh, yeah, sorry.
It was in your game.
sorry. You lost me for a second there. For you to let it.
No, Kobe Hetherington, not Jack, yeah.
You know what, it was on one of our players and I feel for him. You can't disappear. You know, everything happens at such high speed and I'm a pretty big one for, you know, the faster they make the game, there's more of these little things that are going to happen and it could have been a penalty, but getting sent off, it was a bit harsh even from someone on the Raiders team, you know, so that's why I've seen it.
Hey, Jack, can I just rewind back to the State of Origin in Townsville, mate? That's probably the first time it's gone to a regional area, mate. What did you guys think of it?
Mate, it was awesome. And you know, just as much as me, Townsville and top areas, they love football more than anyone, you know. So it was pretty hostile. That you could really hear the Queensland base behind them and that, and it was really good to go out there and get a win.
In games like that, mate, there's often a point where you get to a certain point where you think, you know what, we're in control here and we're dictating and we're just about to break their spirit. At what point during that game the other night did you start to feel that way?
Yeah, I don't know, mate. I can't really pinpoint. It's just the boys are on. I don't know if there was a moment, but the boys are really good, you know, and they done exactly what we planned, and they don't always get games like that, so I can't really pinpoint that moment, but yeah, everybody done their exact role, and that's what brought it together like that.
What about the next game now in Queensland? Has there been talk about going into the first two games in Queensland, which hasn't happened in nearly 40 years? What sort of talk was there behind the scenes in camp about going and basically shoving one up the Queenslanders by winning the series with two games in Queensland?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough trot to try and do it, but you know, one thing it was definitely said was that first game means nothing. You know, no one remembers the score in an Origin. It's about trying to get the next couple done. So that one's pretty much, you know, I mean, you put that one in the bank, and we've just got to go again. And that's, as you said, that will be the ultimate goal to try and knock both off.
Okay, so when you go into camp, and we often hear coaches over the years talk about going into camp and you build through the campaign. So by game three, all the combinations are working, all the rest of it. How do you get ready for this game two and try to leave out the memory of a 50-6 drubbing?
Oh, it's pretty easy, mate. With the history of Origin, Queensland's got the upper hand on us so many times. It's that game's definitely done and dead, mate. We know it means nothing. And we won game one before and then lost the next two, so over the history. So
yeah,
it's pretty easy in Origin, mate. It's a beast of a game, and we know there's a tough task coming up.
And that's the tough part, isn't it, about Origin? As brutal as the game is, you have such a resounding win like you did, you've got to go back to basically square one for game two.
Straight back to the start, mate. That's it. It's, 8 weeks just so different this year in the comp too. Like with all the changes and what's happening. I think Origin was ref very well, though. It was awesome to see the way it flowed.
Hey, Jack, you're pretty lucky to get coached by Ricky. Obviously, he's a great half. But what has Freddie taught you, mate? You spent last year in Origin and a bit of time this year, mate. What's something that you can take from Brad?
You know, Sticky's very upbeat and emotional and on the front foot with everything, you know. And Freddie's a lot of control and calmness and, you know, being in the moment. And I think that's something I've really taken, is just learning to control what's going on around me and being in the moment, I think, is what I get out of being coached by Freddie.
All right, Jack, all the best, mate, for the Raiders for the remainder of the season. 1 week at a time, you might be on your way back.
Yeah, that's it, mate. That's all we can do. Cheers, lads. Thanks for having me.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.